It's time, Fort Wayne. Your sports, your station. It's the Sports Rush with Brett Rump.
Three ball, Max Landis.
Covering all the topics that hit a nerve here in the Summit City.
Clark, 11-yard touchdown.
Only on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Now, here's your host, Brett Rump.
The greatest, most interesting, most important person of all time.
You are
Just simplest way to put it, I have problems.
Welcome to the alleged show.
Y'all ready for this?
Thank God it's
into your sports weekend with the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix, 4 to 6. I am Brett Rump along with Adam Lundy, and it is a glorious Friday that's going to get us into a beautiful weekend here in the Summit City. Yeah, summer is approaching. It's time for racing down in Indianapolis. And if you'd like to go to Indy 500 qualifying, we're your ticket. In fact, we're your four tickets because we've got a four-pack of tickets we're giving away today. Our final four-pack for qualifying this weekend down in Indianapolis. If you'd like to win, just simply text Brickyard to our new Parkview Sports Medicine text line at 260-447-8500. And I go, oh, that's right. Our one listener wanted me to slow down. So it is 260-447-8500. There you go. Hopefully he's was able to keep up on that. But it's 260-447-8500, our brand new Parkview Sports Medicine text line. And you can text the show, and you can text Brickyard to get your shot to win our four-pack of tickets to Indy 500 qualifying. And the four-pack of tickets, what's nice is they're good for either day, Saturday or Sunday, or both.
Both.
But you can't use the same ticket twice. So if you have two people to go on Saturday, you can have two people go on Sunday. And so that's four tickets that way. You get out four people all on one day. But make sure you get that taken care of and text it to us, Brickyard, to 260-447-8500. Also, do not forget, we're less than a week away from the big night out at Parkview Field.
It's coming.
Mid-70s, partly cloudy, almost no chance of rain for Thursday night. And we're going to be hanging out at the Summit, which is the section above the 400 Club out in center field. We'll be rooftop with a special 1380 The Fan Party presented by Midwest Box Breaks. And, Adam, we just got a chance to take a look at these cups that we're giving away, these commemorative cups. Oh, man.
They are snazzy.
Oh, very snazzy.
They are
sleek. A metal.
Yeah, like I said, they're solid aluminum. Here, I'll...
That worked real well.
Solid aluminum.
They are a tin cup for the tin caps. Right?
I guess. Does
kind of.
Aluminum, tin.
But this will be the commemorative cup that the first 100 people to get tickets will all receive.
The logos are looking absolutely sharp and crisp and fantastic.
Some of the logos. But, yeah, it's got the Midwest Box Breaks logo, the Tin Caps logo, and the 1380 The Fan logo.
Yeah, looks real good. Real snazzy.
Yep, and we'll be giving those away to the first 100 to get tickets. But don't forget, you not only get to sit in an exclusive seating section that's generally only available for groups, and you can actually buy individual tickets. So this may be your only chance in your lifetime that you'll be able to buy a ticket to sit in that exclusive area of Parkview Field. And we've got breaking news. We better...
We got to
hit the breaking news sounder. I'm going to break some big news right now. Tickets have been reduced, just $32 now for an adult ticket, which will get you into the game. It'll get you a spot in our VIP area at the Summit out in center field. It will get you the commemorative cup. It will get you an all-you-can-eat food buffet. It will also provide the beer and the wine for you to enjoy.
Oh, man.
Here's the best part. No lines. Think about that. When you go out to the ballpark, usually on a Thursday night, you spend half your night in a line.
Forget about it.
And then get a little tiny cup with some beer in it. I mean, come on. We got you fixed up here, brother.
$32.
All you do is go up and say, hit me.
Yep.
And you'll get yourself a beer.
Give me a refill. So only $32 now, and you get beer, wine, unlimited food buffet. Entrance to the Tin Caps game on a Thirsty Thursday, Wizards throwback.
Yeah.
Wizards concert throwback. Out in center field.
Yeah, they've got a concert that night, too, out in center
what
field before the game.
What more do we have to do?
I know. It's silliness now at only $32.
Plus, if you want to bring the kids and they're 12 and under, $17, Brett.
That's it?
$17 for kids 12 and under.
I mean, that's like a ticket to the game. And they get to eat too.
Oh yeah,
And they get all the beer they can drink.
No,
that can't happen. But we hope you make it out for the ball game.
Yes.
I just won Parent of the Month, by
you
the
did.
Way.
You did, yeah, yeah. Everyone's super thrilled.
Yeah, I know. It's, I almost did it again.
Oh.
260-447-8500. That is our text line, our Parkview Sports Medicine text line. 260-447-8500. And I'm not telling it anymore for your benefit. I'm telling it for mine, so I get used to saying it.
Yeah, you're just getting it in the old memory bank.
Yeah. But text Brickyard to 260-447-8500, and we're going to pick a winner. Actually, you know what's nice? This system, we don't have to close our eyes and randomly scroll through text. No, we actually have a randomizer that will actually pick the winner for us.
A built-in randomizer, so nobody can say, oh, Adam picked this number, Adam picked this. No, it's completely random.
No, and it was random before.
It was, but now it's done
by... Because we had no idea who... you can hardly even see the number it comes from when we're going through and scrolling, the way the old system was set up. But the new system, we're going to let the computer pick it for us.
Oh, it's like artificial intelligence. It is. It's going to pick our winner for us.
It is. I mean, computers are definitely they're definitely qualified now to do Adam's job.
I don't know.
One by one, they'll start picking off the list. Pretty soon, you'll get a computer calling to ask you to join the show and be a guest. You'll have a computer that pushes buttons when I cue up the commercials.
Yeah. I'm screwed.
Adam, better find a new career.
Oh, well, it's been nice knowing you. Texting in.
Oh, thank goodness you do the sports updates. I don't know if we can teach the computer to do the sports updates.
I'm sure it's just a matter of time before AI voice.
Probably. Just give them the score page or something,
yeah,
and they'll be able to spit out a sports update probably better than you, which is a low bar to jump over. But we are enjoying our Friday afternoon, and if you've got anything you'd like to add to the show, not only can you enter the Brickyard 400, but you can also text us at 260-447-8500. Tonight, big game down in Indianapolis as the Pacers-Knicks hook up for Game 6. It's got to be the Miles Turner-Tyrese Halliburton game. These two have to rebound from what, and rebound almost is a pun here.
Right.
They have to rebound from an embarrassing loss Tuesday night in New York City in Game 5 and get this series even, force a seventh game, try to put some pressure on the Knicks. I don't think the Pacers are out of it, but statistically it doesn't look good because we all know that when a series is tied 2-2, the team that wins Game 5 goes on to win 82% of the time. And so that means the Pacers are trying to do something that's only done 18% of the time, and that's win Game 6 and come back and win Game 7 back-to-back. Minnesota is in that situation. They're going to try to come back, and they got the job done pretty impressively last night. What happened to the Nuggets?
That's a good question. It was just a really off night for a good portion of the Nuggets, including Jamal Murray, who they really rely on for a good portion of scoring. He was off with he had a kind of a hand injury or a wrist injury or something. He wasn't out, but he was struggling throughout the night.
The Nuggets scored 70 points.
Yeah.
They got beat 115-70 last night in Game 6.
Yeah.
That series tied 3-3, and they will go on to play Game 7 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that still to be determined. They haven't determined the tip time of that one.
I do not think so.
I know the Pacers-Knicks are locked in the 3:30 slot. The only thing that could happen, and the reason it could be a TBD, is if the Pacers get beat tonight, then the Timberwolves-Nuggets will slip into the 3:30 time slot.
Right. It is still TBD, so we'll see.
But that is on Sunday, so it could potentially be a doubleheader of Game 7s. We already know that the Timberwolves and Nuggets are playing a Game 7. Pacers hope to be playing a Game 7 in New York City on Sunday, but after being out-rebounded badly on the offensive glass, they were out-rebounded 20-5, 26-9 in second-chance points, favored the Knicks on Tuesday night. And a lineup that Tom Thibodeau went with a short lineup in that game, and they still out-rebounded the Pacers, which I would take that very personally. If I'm Miles Turner or Pascal Siakam, I'd be embarrassed. And Tyrese Halliburton, you can't just forget about defense.
No.
I mean, if you watch what he was doing in the game the other night, when the Knicks would take a shot, Halliburton would slide off to the side of the court where he gets the inbound pass and starts heading up the sideline. He did not go to get a body in between a man and the basket. So it allowed at least one free body every time to go and attack the glass. And one way that the Knicks are trying to counter the Pacers' attack, because what the Pacers want to do, whether they take it out of the net or whether they get a rebound, they want to run. So what they're hoping to do is to be able to rebound with only one or two guys and then get it out of the basket and go quickly. What the Knicks are doing to counter that, because they don't think they can slow the Pacers down, but what they can do is take advantage of the Pacers' desire to run after a shot and attack four or five guys to the glass. And then what they do is they're able to tip balls. They're able to get the 50-50 balls because they've just got more bodies. They're not as tall, but they've got more bodies in there fighting and competing. And then when you don't box out, you don't win your one-on-one battles, it makes it even worse. And the Pacers didn't do that on Tuesday night.
Certainly didn't. And we'll, like you said, we'll just have to, you know, play with some pride tonight.
Yeah, it's got to happen at home tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, if they win tonight, I think they got a shot at Game 7.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, this roster is not scary for the Knicks.
No.
It's backups. They've got like two or three backups playing significant roles.
Sure do.
I mean, even Josh Hart, he wasn't a regular starter, was he?
No, not really. I mean, it was kind of Brunson, DiVincenzo, Randall. Well, actually, it was Brunson, DiVincenzo, Ananobi, Randall, Hartenstein was our original lineup. But now it's Hart in the lineup.
Okay, so what else? Last night the Fever had their home opener. Oh, man. You get so excited for something, and then it just turns out to be what was that kind of moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we had last night. Caitlin Clark's getting kind of a rude awakening into the WNBA, and you can say what you want about the schedule. It is what it is. It's a couple of tough teams to open up with. It isn't necessarily the toughest teams in the league, but, you know, it's two pretty good teams. But the Liberty had to play on the road 2 days earlier, so it's not like they had the advantage of being in town and getting extra rest. Bottom line is the Liberty just absolutely kicked the Fever's you-know-whats in that fourth quarter, dominated that game in the fourth quarter. And as a result, the Liberty beat the Fever. Get ready for this one. I'll say this one slow just so everybody catches it. 102-66.
Crazy.
36-point loss for the Fever at home. And going through some of the individual numbers, everybody wants to know, how's Caitlin Clark doing? Well, not good last night. 1-for-7 from beyond the arc. She was just 2-for-8 in the game. 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 9 total points. So last night she actually got the rebounds and assists but didn't get the points. What did I set the 29.5? Was that what I set it for?
Yep, 29.5.
29.5, so it was 13, it was 22. So, again, the under. You hammered the over again, did or no? You
no,
did
I
take
did,
the under.
Yeah, I was more.
You
cautious.
Did take. I think I was the one who hammered the over.
You did.
Yeah. Mm. I have memory loss when it comes to bets that I lose. Aaliyah Boston, 12 points, but only 5 of 15 shooting from the field, just 7 rebounds for last year's number one overall pick. And for the Liberty, they were led by Brianna Stewart with 31 points, 12 of 21 from the field. She had double-double, adding 10 more rebounds. Breanna Stewart clearly outplayed any forward for the Fever, including Aaliyah Boston.
Yep, absolutely, and kind of delivered a statement game there towards the Fever, saying, hey, welcome to the WNBA. I'm going to put 31-10 on you.
Well, coming up on the other side of the break, this is kind of exciting because we get a chance to talk to Davion Laverne. He's one of the new transfers coming into Purdue Fort Wayne. We get a chance to meet him. And last year, while playing at JUCO, he ended up being the Texas Men's Player of the Year. And that's voted on by Texas coaches. He played at Lee College. And he ended up averaging, what did he score? He scored 13.6 points per game. He shot 40% from behind the three-point line, averaged 3 assists a contest. He's a guy that will play both ends of the floor, and he's got 3 years of eligibility still remaining. A 6'3 guy that the coaches have described as playing somewhat similar to Rasheed Bello. You know, a guy that's going to slash, crash, get to the glass, finish baskets at the rim, but also can shoot from beyond the arc and hit the mid-range and a willing passer. So should be fun to watch him play next year. 6'3 guard out of Louisiana. Went to a small high school in Louisiana. And we're going to talk to him on the other side of the break. Once again, if you want to win the Indy 500 qualifying tickets, all you have to do is text the word Brickyard to 260-447-8500. It's a Friday edition of the Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Beautiful Friday in the Summit City. 10 Caps at home, so it should be a fun weekend downtown with the Caps taking on the South Bend Cubs. We heard from 10 Caps president Mike Nutter earlier in the show saying that there might be 8,000 people in the ballpark come tomorrow night. Get your tickets for 10 Caps Baseball, 10CapsTickets.com. And if you can't make it to the ballpark, we've got your broadcast right here at 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. We've already had a chance to meet a couple of transfers that are coming in to Purdue Fort Wayne this year. Excited about the work that John Kaufman and company have done in the transfer portal, scanning the globe and bringing in some talented ball players to take what already is a very good basketball team and hopefully take them to that next level. And we all know what that is. One of those players comes to the Dons from Lee College out of the JUCO ranks and originally out of Louisiana. And he's joining us right now on our Sports Rush guest line. It is Davion Laverne. Davion, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's great to have you on the show, and welcome to Purdue Fort Wayne.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your process first and find out when you obviously talked to programs about where you were going to continue your collegiate basketball career. What was it about the Mastodons that stood out?
What was it that stood out was I just felt like the area really related to me because I'm from a small town. We got like 700 people max. I went to a small school, and I just feel like how it is in Fort Wayne is very community-oriented, mm-hmm. So it just made me feel comfortable enough to leave home and still feel safe.
You know, Davion, I will describe Fort Wayne as the biggest small town in America, where people actually care about each other. They know names. They seem to be connected that way. Now, we do have a little bit more than 700 people. I don't know what Coach Kaufman showed you when you were here, but there's a few more people than 700 in our community. But you did go to a very small town and then went to JUCO to start your college career. What about your game? We want to know what kind of player you are, how you see yourself fitting in with these Mastodons. Do you have a favorite player in the NBA or a favorite player maybe even in the collegiate ranks that you kind of model your game after that you say, okay, you might not have seen me, but maybe if you look at the way this guy plays, that's kind of the way I play?
NBA-wise, I'll probably have to say like Devin Booker.
Oh, that's a good comp.
Yeah, just because of how diverse he is, he can play off the ball, on the ball. And he's very hard to guard in the open court. And what about the team that made me come here was the play style. I feel like they play the style of basketball that I've always played in high school and even at Lee College. They play fast, they get the ball out. They just play a lot in transition, and that's how I always play basketball. So it just fits.
Now, it's always been a program that's kind of based on not only pushing the pace, but making the extra pass, being kind of unselfish and the chemistry.
Yes,
being from Louisiana, you're going to come in and probably not know a lot of guys on the team. Have you started to make any connections with any of the guys that are currently here?
Yeah, I've talked to a few guys, like Corey, because he's from Houston, so a lot of my teammates at Lee College kind of already knew who he was, so they kind of pushed that connection out there, too.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Davion LaVerne, a 6'3 guard out of Louisiana and played his college ball at Lee College in Texas, joining us. He'll be a mastodon this upcoming season. So we mentioned Devin Booker as a guy that kind of is similar. Is he your favorite player? I mean, did you have a favorite player or favorite team growing up?
Yeah, my favorite team growing up was the Toronto Raptors, because I used to like DeMar DeRozan because I like to shoot a lot of mid-ranges, and that's how he kind of played the game of basketball. But when Devin Booker came in the league, he kind of does the same thing. He take a lot of mid-range jump shots, which is something you don't see taking a lot no more. But that's how I play basketball. That's my go-to shot.
Now, it's kind of interesting. When I talked to the coaches, I said, what are we going to expect from this guy when he shows up? And I don't know how well you know the Mastodons, but they talked about you being maybe a right-handed version of Rasheed Bello, where you are a guy that really takes pride in what he does at the defensive end. Where did that attitude come from? Because I think that's something it's an innate skill where you don't necessarily get taught how to have that dog mentality, but you either have it or you don't. And I'm told that you're one of those guys that does take pride at the defensive end.
I would say it started that probably was my freshman year in high school, where I was less athletic and less skilled than everybody. So the only way for me to get on the court was to be able to play defense, to get stops, to take charges, to block shots, just to do all the little things. And I just feel like that's just been with me throughout. And even at Lee, we play full court man-to-man, so it's like you really have to sit down and guard.
You know, when you talk about the Mastodons offense, it's also an offense that can reward shooters. You've been a really good three-point shooter. How do you rank three-point shooting, I guess, in your overall game? Is that what you would consider your strength, or is it attacking the basket? Because you can do a lot of different things.
Yeah, I would consider it my strength. I put up a lot of shots. I work on my shot almost every day. So I just feel like it has a lot to do with the amount of reps you put up. And I feel like I'm confident every time I shoot the ball.
How well do you know Doug Gottlieb?
Not very well.
Okay. Doug Gottlieb is the afternoon host on Fox Sports Radio. He's now coaching in the Horizon League. And I didn't know if you heard the buzz this week about Doug Gottlieb or not, but he's going to be one of the coaches in the Horizon League. Did you ever have any experiences with any of the teams from the Horizon League, whether it was a recruiting call or anything else? Have you talked to any of the teams? Are you familiar with them? Did they play down there near you?
I'm kind of familiar with a few teams in the league because one of my coaches at Lee, he played in the Horizon League. He went to Cleveland State.
Oh.
So he kind of like told me about the league and stuff, told me it's a good league, competitive league.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a good thing, too, to have that connection.
Yeah, it certainly is very competitive. Last year, I don't know if you happened to catch it, but in the NCAA tournament, Oakland knocked off Kentucky, and Oakland is a member of the Horizon League. So that kind of gives you an idea of the type of competition you got.
Yes, sir.
Apparently was the two finalists when you made your decision, UC Santa Barbara and UC Bakersfield and Purdue Fort Wayne. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you said with Purdue Fort Wayne, was it style? Was it the coaches? What was it that finally inked the deal for you?
What inked the deal for me was right before I went to the airport, Coach Baylock told me if I came there that he would have my back, he would look out for me. And I just feel like that's something that's really hard to find, coaches that really, really want to build that connection with the players. And I feel like that's what ultimately won me over in the end.
Did it make an impression at all? And I just don't know if this is anything that the guys your age, they're looking for a new program. Did it mean anything at all that most of the players in this team are staying? That there's not a, you know, that it looks like it's a good culture and there's a good chemistry. The guys get along. It's a good family atmosphere. Because that's one thing we saw with this program was, other than the guys that didn't play really at all last year, everybody else, they're coming back.
Yes, sir.
So you'll be here, what, 1st of June?
Yes, sir. I'll be there. I'll be here around that time. Yes, sir.
Well, it'll be exciting because I know Coach Kaufman loves that depth, especially playing a fast style of basketball. There'll be an opportunity for you to really enjoy the season. And we've got some big goals here because the Mastodons have never made that trip to the NCAA tournament. We're counting on guys like you to come in, help us get there. So looking forward to that, Davion, and appreciate you taking time to talk to us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Yep, absolutely. Davion Laverne, he's going to be one of the guards on the Mastodons this year, and it's going to be exciting. This team has loaded up. They've got just a strong lineup. You know, you look at the top 10, I'll put them up against anybody in the Horizon League. There's absolutely no chance anybody's got 1 through 10 what the Mastodons have right now on this roster, returning six of their top seven, and then adding guys like a Michigan finalist for Mr. Basketball, an Ohio finalist for Mr. Basketball. You add a guy who is named as the Texas Player of the Year in JUCO.
That's some quality additions.
And then a 6'8 athlete out of UT San Antonio.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's coming together.
Yeah, it's definitely coming together. Now, the next step, well, they've got their camps coming up in another month or so.
True.
And you can, of course, get information by going to John Kaufman Basketball Camps online. But also, it's time to finalize the schedule.
Sure is.
Got to get some. So if you happen to be listening from any of the Power 5 conference teams, looking for an opponent, give John Kaufman a call.
Give him a ring.
Yep. Got to fill up that schedule. So we've got something to talk about when Coach Kaufman visits for the schedule release this year.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
It is 260-447-8500. Brand new text line. The Parkview Sports Medicine text line has been updated. It's got all kinds of new features. What are some of the features we've got on that brand new text line?
Yeah, we can send and receive both pictures, video, audio, GIFs. So feel free to send in any audio if anything like that. Also, in regards to our contests that we do on giveaways on our text line, we have it automated now so it randomly selects a winner from our entries automatically. It keeps our regular text separate from our contest entry text.
Right. So if you just got a random question about the show.
Yeah.
Because used to be they all got piled together. But the other thing, too, Adam, that's a big feature when you're talking about keeping organized, is that we used to be on one number for every radio station in this building.
True that.
And we've got five radio stations. And so picking out the texts that were specifically for us sometimes was difficult.
And this is designed specifically for our station.
Yes.
So there
you
go.
And if we don't get to something, there's also a convenient feature on this new text line where we can save it, where we couldn't do that before, so we can probably add it into the show tomorrow if we don't cover a topic that you're asking about today.
Awesome. Yeah, it's just packed with features. So glad to be making the move over here to the high tech side.
Really cool stuff. All right, so many things that we still got to cover. Scotty Scheffler, odd situation this morning. We've got a poll that's available right now on X, formerly Twitter. And you can go ahead and weigh in the police versus Scotty Scheffler. We've got the case at our X account at 1380 The Fan. And you can weigh in on which side you tend to lean. Now, we've had people go both sides.
We have.
We've had some that said, you've got to respect the police. When they tell you to do something, you got to do it. The others are saying it was out of proportion. It was a cop who overreacted to the situation. But what do you think? Go ahead and cast your vote by going to @1380TheFan on X, formerly known as Twitter. It's a Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Once again, if you want to win Indy 500 qualifying tickets, we've got a four-pack we are giving away. It's the final four-pack of our two-week run of giving away these tickets. And if you want to win that final four-pack, this is your last chance. We got about 2 minutes left. You've got to text 260-447-8500. 260-447-8500. Or if it makes it easier, it's 260-44-785-00.
That did not make it easier,
but... That didn't. That just confused everybody.
Yeah.
260-447-8500. And all you have to do is text the word Brickyard.
Brickyard.
Brickyard. And then what we're going to do is we're going to hit the old randomizer and pick a winner. So check your text because you'll get a reply message if you are selected as today's random winner of our final four-pack of tickets to Indy 500 qualifying this weekend at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Big day today for Livy Dunn's boyfriend. He was pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he went through six innings with no hits allowed and 11 strikeouts. And then the manager went out and pulled Livy Dunn's boyfriend out of the game.
Yeah, I mean, Livy Dunn's boyfriend, he retired the first 13 batters overall before a walk. And that was the only base runner to reach off of Livy Dunn's boyfriend, who pitched six innings without giving up a hit on 100 pitches. And Livy Dunn's boyfriend actually struck out, like you said, 11 overall.
11. So. And Livy Dunn's boyfriend throws the ball at about 100, 101 miles per hour. So he's got some gas. And today, you know, he had the frustration of the situation when he had his first start
right
against the Cubs.
Right.
And in that particular game, he had the lead, and then he got pulled, and the bullpen just walked guy after guy after guy, and it didn't work out to get his first victory. But now what's the update on that? Is Livy Dunn's boyfriend going to get the win today?
I'll check here for you on the MLB here.
All I know is earlier, it was like within the last hour.
Yes, he did. He did get the win. Livy Dunn's boyfriend did in that Pirates 9-3 win over the Cubs today.
All right, so good day for Livy Dunn's boyfriend.
Yeah, and we know him for being a fastball thrower. Livy Dunn's boyfriend. He threw 12 pitches at 100 miles per hour or faster today.
I wonder if anybody's figured it out yet. All right, so tonight, Panthers, Boston, NHL, Stanley Cup playoffs. Man, why couldn't they have just won this thing in five and finished it? Now they got to go to Boston, game six. You know that Boston, and I tried to explain this to my family down in Florida, when they were up 3-1, they're like, oh, they've got all the momentum. Oh, they're not going to lose this series. All they're going to do is win and win. And I said, do you remember last year? Do you remember what happened when Boston took a 3-1 lead in the series against Florida? Who won that series and advanced all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Do you remember?
Yeah. And I said, it can be done. And if anybody is motivated to do it, it's going to be Boston.
Yeah.
Because they're playing the same team that did it to them a year ago. And already, Swayman just played out of his mind. And that's the thing about hockey. You get a hot goalie who could steal a game or two, and the next thing you know, you're in trouble. And the pressure's on you. And that's what the Panthers are trying to avoid, that pressure game seven.
Ooh.
Down in Sunrise, Florida on Sunday. So tonight it's Boston. I think the game seven would be on Sunday. I didn't actually peek at game seven because I'm kind of hoping that series ends in six because obviously I am a Panthers fan.
Yes, it would be on Sunday. Time TB decided.
But yeah, the Bruins Panthers failed in their first attempt to finish off this series. Boston advances with the elimination game victory, and now game six coming up tonight. Also, the craziness that happened with Scottie Scheffler this morning. We were talking about it earlier in the show. If you missed what happened, Scottie Scheffler shows up at Valhalla this morning, and it's like 5:30 in the morning, so It's very early and very unfortunate that there was a worker for the PGA Championship who ended up being struck by a vehicle and lost his life. And so there was a fatal accident with a pedestrian on the highway right outside of Valhalla, and it backed up all the traffic on the main road that led to the entrance to Valhalla Country Club. Well, the golfers start to arrive, and this traffic is all backed up. Scottie Scheffler's anxious to get in, and he's in a marked vehicle. He's in an actual PGA Championship vehicle that was provided as a courtesy vehicle for him to get around and get to and from the course. And so it's pretty clear for security to know this is a player or this is somebody who's got an important function with this tournament because they're driving one of the official tournament vehicles. And so one of the officers saw that he was stuck in the traffic. And apparently this, again, these are the reports that are coming out. And some of this is from Scotty Scheffler's side. So, you know, I'm not trying to say this is the facts. This is the reporting that's been done. That there was an officer that told Scotty Scheffler that he could go ahead and drive around the traffic, take an emergency lane or a shoulder lane that would get him past the cars that were stuck on the road and get him to the entrance of Valhalla, where he could then turn in and go get parked, get into Valhalla Country Club. Well, in the process of getting around the traffic, he was spotted by another officer closer to the gate of the country club who didn't know what was going on. Why was this car coming down through the shoulder of the other direction trying to get to the gate? And so that officer reportedly told him to stop. He did not stop. The officer then... And according to Jeff Darlington, Scheffler was driving at a fairly slow rate of speed. It wasn't like he was gunning it trying to get in. He was driving at a fairly slow rate of speed, and the officer tried to basically connect himself to the side of the vehicle. In doing so, he apparently ruined a pair of pants, maybe got some scrapes.
Not the pants.
And it was about a 15 to 20 yard... what do I want to call? I want to say dragging, because that kind of overstates it, although that is the word the police used in their statement, that the officer was dragged for about 20 yards.
Distance of travel.
So it was about a 20-yard stretch where the officer was hanging on the car. And eventually, Scotty Scheffler did stop, came to a stop, rolled down the window. The officer reached in, tried to pull on Scotty Scheffler like he was going to pull him out of the window. Scotty Scheffler opened the door, stepped out of the vehicle, and then was immediately apprehended and put up with his face first into the car, hands behind him, put in handcuffs, and was notified he was being arrested. And Jeff Darlington has the actual arrest on video that he posted. Of course, Jeff Darlington, a reporter for ESPN. And so Scotty Scheffler had to go to the booking station and be booked on these charges. They have a mugshot that's been circulating. Many times it's been posted with shots of Tiger Woods and...
Yeah, Daly and everybody, yeah.
But the best one was Shooter McGavin. Welcome Scotty to the club. And it's Shooter McGavin... Tiger Woods and Daly all in their mugshots, along with the mugshot of Scotty Scheffler. He eventually was released on his own recognizance, and he was able to get to Valhalla Country Club courtesy of a chauffeur-driven vehicle, and the chauffeur was the owner of Valhalla.
That helps. I mean, that might boost your chances of actually being able to get in. So.
And then he goes out and shoots 5-under, 6-under today.
Yeah, he was 5-under today for a 66.
5-under, 66 on the golf course. Amazing resiliency considering all things that happened to him pre-dawn hours this morning.
Yeah, and he's still tied for third position with a couple guys just ahead of him at 11-under total. Scotty's 9-under for the event so far.
Yeah.
Morikawa's at 11-under in second, and Schauffele has retaken the lead at first. He's 13-under total. He's shot a 4-under through 10 today.
I know a lot of people feel if Morikawa putts it well, he's got a chance to win this tournament. And right now he's right there in the running. Here's some guys, though, on the other end of the spectrum that probably will not make the cut. Right now the cut line is minus one, and John Rahm is above the cut line. That Oberg... The guy that we got to know a little bit at the Masters.
Yeah.
And in fact, we're criticized because he's, you know, we said he's well a new known. Name, but he's well known in Europe. Dustin Johnson.
Yep.
Phil Mickelson looks like they'll miss the cut. Adam Scott among those. And Tiger Woods.
Yep.
He did not have a good day today.
No.
6 over par. I don't know if that was in progress or if that was his final score, but what I saw was he was plus 7 for the tournament and 6 over for the day.
Today, he is currently 5 over through 10.
Okay, 5 over, so he did pick up a shot.
Yeah.
6 over for the tournament, but yep. That's a long way from getting to 1 under par.
Very far.
So it looks like Tiger will not be playing the weekend in Louisville.
Nope, and also a fan favorite, John Daly, withdrew because of a thumb injury. So there you go.
He's part of the club.
Yep.
So, speaking of the club, we want you to be part of our club because we'll be sitting above the 400 club out in center field coming up next Thursday. Yeah, it's a Thirsty Thursday. It's a throwback Thursday where the Tin Caps will be basically honoring their history with a throwback night to the Wizards, the Fort Wayne Wizards. And we have got a special 1380 The Fan event going on in the Summit just above the 400 Club out in center field. Here's the deal. We reserved it so that you, our listeners, can get individual tickets to sit with us rooftop at center field and get a food buffet that's included as part of your ticket. You'll get drinks like beer, wine. You'll be able to enjoy fireworks after the game. It's also a commemorative cup, which we've had a chance to look at.
Yeah.
Beautiful tin cups that have the logos of not only 1380 The Fan and the Tin Caps, but also our sponsor, Midwest Box Breaks, who's making this happen. And we really appreciate Ben and Midwest Box Breaks for their support in helping us put this on. So it is Thursday at Parkview Field, Tin Caps against the Lansing Lugnuts, or should I say the Wizards against the Lansing Lugnuts that night. But if you'd like to get tickets, go to 1380thefan.com, and here's the best part. Tickets have been specially reduced. So you get a chance now to look at the weather forecast, and I don't mind you looking because it's going to be a nice night. Mid-70s and very little chance of rain. Mid-70s, very little chance of rain on Thursday. It's time to buy tickets.
It's time.
They're just $32. Now, that includes your all-you-can-eat food buffet that'll be available up there.
Yeah.
The all the beer you want to drink, all the wine you want to drink. I mean, you've got it all right there at your fingertips. And for kids, they can get in for $17.
Oh, come on.
So check it out online, 1380thefan.com. And we hope to see you Thursday out at Parkview Field. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get you into your sports weekend next. It is the Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. South Bend Cubs at Parkview Field against the Tin Caps tonight. It is Love and Roses night featuring the Golden Bachelor. And then more Tin Caps baseball over the weekend, Saturday night. No more day games on Saturdays. Saturday night, they will play and finish off the series Sunday afternoon. And, of course, post-game autographs available on Sunday, courtesy of Midwest Box Breaks. Both teams enter the game tonight after the Tin Caps have won the last two games. Both teams enter with identical records, one-loss records. And, of course, the built-in rivalry of being the only two teams in Indiana in the Midwest League. Although South Bend's part of the West Division, the Tin Caps part of the East Division, but they do play 18 times this year, so there's plenty of matchups between these two. Should be fun tonight as Henry Baez takes the mound for the Tin Caps. Best bets coming up tonight. It's going to be a busy night. If you've got the remote, you better keep it handy because it is going to be Boston and Florida. That's my choice at 7 o'clock. The Knicks and Pacers, Game 6.
Let's go, Knicks. Everyone's going to love that.
110 to 107.
115, 102, Knicks.
What?
I don't know.
That's a blowout. All right, that game starts 8:30, which is probably more like 8:35. And, of course, the Tin Caps tonight. Have a great sports weekend. Enjoy it. This has been the Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.